I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Wow. Two people came in on one boing.
Yo.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Doesn't look like morning.
I know it. You know, on the WebEx.
Have a little storminess up your way, or a little cloudiness?
Looks pretty clear, I can't tell.
I see. We sure got a beautiful blue sky here. We've had so many pretty blue sky days. It makes me so thankful to be home to the cold in comparison to the cloudiness of the seas. Pretty thankful to have the sunshine that we have in the wintertime. Hope everybody has a good Christmas. Yeah, hope you have a good Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
Yep. Hey, Steve. Your family.
Are you going to have a house full?
Yep, we're having Christmas tomorrow. We'll probably have between 25 and 30 there, so it'll be exciting.
Wow, that's a house full.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start adding on to the house pretty soon. Either that or get one of the kids to buy a bigger house than we have. I think that's a better idea personally, but that way we don't have to clean up after.
I made some big lists this year.
Yep.
Everybody's still in the blanks for the lists.
Made a couple changes on the last couple calls that I put up. I'd love to have some feedback.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I did. I just want you to go to the site and see.
Alrighty.
Didn't get it on Tuesdays, unfortunately, but I got it on Fridays, Mondays, and Wednesdays, I think. So.
Okay. Well, let's see. It is 7:03. It seems to be time to begin. Let's turn the time over to our Friday specialist, Monty Beads. Here's Monty.
Good morning, and thank you, Ruth. Pleasure to have each and every one of you here. Of course, you know this is a health style call. And our mission, of course, is to support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And that's so true, and wish more people thought that was true also. And join us here on a good old weekday morning. Remember, if you're on the landline or WebEx or whatever, and you miss a call, Steve just talked about it, and that is you can always go to allswell.org and pick up anything you missed, or go back and totally review and listen to a call yourself and get some more information, or maybe something you missed at that particular call that you feel could be real important to you. And that, what we do here on Friday is I kind of go through a quick review of what happened during the week, and we'll just kind of go from there. So we'll start out with Monday. Mary Lou is our host on Monday, and this last Monday she talked about back to the basics. We always go through that on Monday and the steps that are required in regard to exercise and sleep and nutrition and journaling and meals and water, all those things that are so important to us that we found out over the years have been beneficial to our health, that water is so healthy for us in regards to hydration. And if we just get a little bit dehydrated, and if people don't drink enough water, that even just 2% or 1% dehydration can start brain fog and a lot of other things like that. We all know that sleep's very important to us, because if we don't get the proper amount of sleep, our batteries can't recharge, our body can't rejuvenate, and when our body doesn't rejuvenate and heal, then the healing process and things that are wrong can't be done the way they need to be. We all know that exercise is important, and they're finding that out more so now than ever in regards to life mortality. They find that people that exercise basically live a little bit longer. We talk about how journaling is so important in regards to writing down what we do on a daily basis, the food we eat, how do we feel, we get an upset stomach, maybe what did we have to eat that could possibly cause that, or we eat certain types of food and we have allergic reactions, and just make sure that we eat properly, eat as much alkaline as we possibly can. The more alkaline we eat, even though we should eat a balance of food, acidic and alkaline, but the more alkaline our body is, stays, the more health we will have, and the more we'll be able to fight off the little bugs that come along, and particularly in the winter and whenever, and so I feel that's very, very important. She also talked about 85% of the, we've been discussing flame retardant, she did so ago, and she wanted to follow up on that, and she talked about how 85% of the flame retardant is still showing up, basic furniture, even as of the study that she was looking at, even as of 2010, even though it had been stopped many years before that, and it's still showing up, and that this furniture that was purchased back then are still basically in the homes today, because most people don't go out and purchase a Davenport, as an example, every 2 or 3 years. They normally, sometimes they're in their home 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years, whatever. And that flame retardant is that. She talked about how we take children and put them on the floor and put a blanket down and on the rug, and we walk by and we do all that sort of stuff and mess and make it, the dust and everything else accumulates up in the air and gets into the lungs, and that fire retardant gets in there also to our children, not only to our children, but us also. And toxins, they just, you jump, kids jump on it, and I can remember doing that when I was a kid, you know, jumping on Davenports, and every time you jump on it, you're just basically, that flame retardant that's in there is still being, comes out and released into the environment. Let me see, even labels, you know, even now a label, just like MSG, there's certain things, they don't even report some of the stuff now that it's in there in regards to flame retardants, and a lot of them haven't even been, that they're putting in now, haven't really been studied in regards to the unbeneficial effects that they could possibly have on us. Tuesday, Ruth talked about next year's agenda. We went over some subjects, and we kind of might do that a little bit today, too. But with the Mastermind Health Group, and that's kind of what we figure this group is, a group of people that get together on every morning with a mastermind concept and just talk about good health and good ideas. Sugar was talked about also. Margaret mentioned that she's had some coconut sugar, and also raw sugar. Ruth mentioned honey, and then Ruth mentioned how sugar is just being very addictive, and that how it is not beneficial to any of us because it can cause problems. And I do believe that, and I know so as a diabetic, that certain types of foods and sugars can really spike me, my blood sugar up. But Whitney also talked that particular day in regards to some candles that she's been able to find out there that don't have the bad ingredients in it that candles have, which are released into the air. In other words, that's like toxins, again, that can get into our lungs. And so it was nice to find out about that. Ruth talked about getting to know more about juicing, and that how juicing is important, and I believe that was the day we talked a little bit about detoxifying certain parts of our body, and that juicing is one of the ways that a lot of people utilize to detoxify. Doug wanted to talk more about homeostasis and food combinations. He felt that they were very important in regards to future agendas as we move on down the road. He also mentioned that acid reflux can be caused by having not enough acid in our stomachs that we possibly need, and so that was a very important subject too. On Wednesday, Ruth talked again about the going back over the basics again in regards to health, exercise, sleep, diet, stress, We're also finding out the stress is can really be doing some debilitating causes to our body. It has a lot to do with, I think, life lived in a healthful, happy mood. But stress can come about to us in many, many ways. We just need to be aware about it, and you know, like deep breathing and things like that, and are very important to, and meditation is just kind of kick back, relax, and think whatever thoughts you'd like to think that you feel are beneficial to you. She also talked about amino acids and how they're basically the building blocks to protein, and how amino acids are very, very important to our bodies, and particularly in production of health. Protein, she talked about pea protein, is one of the very digestible type of proteins that we can put in our bodies. We all know that when we eat meat, the meat is, even though it's protein, doesn't digest as fast and as well as the protein which is in our body balance. And she also talked about lysine and arginine and glutamine, and they're basically sources of energy that help our body in many, many ways other than what we even can imagine. The older we get, the less the body absorbs. And I was reading an article the other day about that, too, and I guess I've always felt that way, but I really didn't realize that how our bodies basically from the age of 25 years, and I don't know if this makes sense to you, but, well, I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyhow, then Mary Lou talked about her story that her mother was having, and she was excited about that and what coconut oil seems to be doing mixed with her oatmeal, and she was just excited about that. She was able to have a conversation with her mother that she hasn't been able to have for quite a while. Thursday, Nancy Yomer is our guest, and we talked about the vitamin C, and we talked about a gentleman by the name of I got it here somewhere.
Linus Pauling.
Yes, thank you, Linus Pauling, and his research that he's been done over the years, and quite a few years, and vitamin C is something that was way back when they realized that how beneficial vitamin C was and how it's so important for heart conditions, and how if we don't have the proper vitamin C, that will cause a lot of things. We always hear of scurvy and those type of things, but that basically the vitamin C now is becoming more beneficial for a particular heart. Talked about this new product that's on the market, Cardio C, and I think that was very important. We talked about collagen and how collagen basically helps our arteries stay strong and flexible. And I feel too there again as we get older and whatever the wear and tear of our bodies over the years, that I sometimes feel that vessels and arteries and things like that kind of get a little stiff and they are not as pliable, but collagen is something that is very beneficial to our particular bodies. And that was kind of what we talked about on a synopsis of this last week. And does anybody have any comments or anything that possibly that maybe you discussed for you as a host or you heard as a person just on the call that you felt was very important to you last week, your golden nuggets? Okay. Well, as I said, I was watching something the other day that kind of really made sense to me, and we're born and our body, our brains, and everything else kind of start to grow, and all the bad things that can get into our lungs at an early age, and how the capacity of children's lungs I don't want to say I'm upset, but I just, you know, I stop and think back about all the times that I've realized how important our young are. And if our young don't get that good, healthy start, basically from the from time of conception to even before conception, based upon they're finding out now that the mothers basically on the way they eat or the things that they get involved in, bad health and toxins and things like that, and how those type of things basically transfer to the child. We've heard over this last year about how much that they're now finding the pesticides and herbicides and different kind of toxins and and that is in fetal blood and going, you know, that our children are actually being born with. And, you know, we talk about growth hormones and how our children have started to mature at a younger age now than ever before, and how much taller they're getting, and things like that. And I just go back and I think of all the things that we, so important from generation to generation. And I've always said, and I wished I'd have known this stuff way back when, you know, but then I sometimes realize, if I had have known it, would I have thought about it back then as a new father as I would have today in all the education. So I really think it all comes down to education and getting it more so into our children about good eating habits and good health and, you know, things that are beneficial to them, that they're not going to realize that if they take care of their body at a younger age, that how much they're going to benefit over the years in regards to particular in the golden years, as we've all heard about, anywhere from finances to health and whatever. It's, you know, sometimes people can have a lot of money, but if they don't have their health, they really can't enjoy it. And that was one of the situations with my father. Of course, he didn't have a lot of money, but when he did, was able to retire and do the things that he felt that he always talked about all of his life, he couldn't do because of his health conditions that he had. So I just feel it's real important that we try to get the message to our kids and grandchildren and whatever. Karen Eastwood used to talk about her grandchildren and how she would get them involved in doing things with her and the cooking and talking about exercise and doing those other kinds of things. But one of the things I'd like to talk about today, and I'm not going to touch on it too long today, but that is that when do most people think that they start to, that they're basically, their life peaks? Does anybody have any suggestion in regards to health or whatever? At what year does our body start to, its mode to start to decline?
Don't they say about between 25 and 30 or 32 or something like that?
Yeah, it's 25. It's right on. And the example that I saw had to deal with when we look at our athletes that are so, you know, they go out, they exercise, they're fit and everything else, and they play football and basketball and you know, ski on the slopes and do whatever, that we don't find that in swimmers in particular, that we don't find them, you know, at 35 and 40, and we're finding a few now that are still doing it. But that's basically, we stop and think about Michael Jordan as an example on how great he was as a youngster, and we got LeBron James now and a few others, and we got Michael, in regards to swimming, the young lady, I think Michelle was her, I think, can't remember her name, but she won a lot of trophies, gold medals this year. And that the 25 years of age, our body starts to slide down, and that's why we don't see these people being able to jump as high, run as fast, do whatever, basically, because that decline starts in our body at age 25. So that's one of the reasons that I feel that this call has been so beneficial to me in regards to over the last year, is that, you know, realizing more, I guess, that if I hadn't taken, because I didn't take care of my body the way I should have when I was younger, it's so important right now for me to take care of it in the condition that it is and learning the things that we learn on this call. So I guess that's what I wanted to say about that. Anybody have any other comments about that as an example?
Well, certainly do agree.
Pardon?
I'm sure all agree that the earlier that we begin to take better care of our body, I am really grateful that I really went this route when my children were really small and I noticed some problems. I didn't take them to the doctor. I wanted to figure out what was wrong. I assumed that it was something that they were eating when they had an allergy, and I'm really glad that I went that route.
Well, I think it's very important. And you know, I stop and think, I look at my son in regards, I just did just the opposite, Ruth, is that, you know, I take him to school in the morning, and I know I've mentioned this before, and I swing by McDonald's or Burger King, and usually it was McDonald's in the morning, and grab a sausage McMuffin and a hash brown for him to eat, and probably a Coke or something like that, take him to school, drop him off, pick him up at night, and on the way home we'd swing by a good old Burger King, and I think of all the things I put in that into my son, and I think, boy, you know, I certainly didn't do as a parent, and I don't mind saying this, but as a parent, I certainly didn't do things that were beneficial in regards to my son's health over the years. And I guess when I first realized that, I certainly felt a lot of guilt. But all the thing I can do now is to try to explain to him why the benefits of eating properly and things like that can be real beneficial to him, and that his daddy didn't really give him a good start.
Well, Monty, when our children were little, the food was, they might have quite a bit of fat in it, but it didn't have hormones and everything else in it that it's got in it now. So,
you know, that actually scares me when I stop and think about all the stuff, and I through my last year of doing research on this call and everything else, and the things that I found out about all the stuff, and somebody talked on a call the other a couple weeks ago about how the flavoring, how now the food that we eat isn't really food. It's, you know, it's got all these different textures in it that make it feel like it's got protein or filling to us. They're also artificial. The scientists that put things in our food to make it taste and even to make it certain things in our food to make it kind of addictive. It kind of reminds me like to smoke the cigarette, and how for years the cigarette companies fought, well, no, that nicotine's not bad for you, and we don't put things in there that'll make you addicted and everything else. And finally, of course, after all the lawsuits and everything, we found that's true. And I find that so now with food that, you know, it's almost like I go to the grocery store now and I almost think of nothing more than a big fake building sitting there with all these walls and everything, and most of it inside of it, particularly if you go down the aisles, is all fake food. It just blows my mind. And you know, we've learned in this call to just to kind of, when you walk into the store, take a right, stay on the outside, over by the walls where the produce and vegetables and things like that are. And then, of course, we hear about GMO, and we talk about organic now, how we've learned how organic now is so more important than the other foods, and how certain numbers on foods mean certain things. And, you know, there's just been a whole lot that's come out of this call, I think, for all of us over this last year. And even though we might have touched on a lot of subjects and everything else, I personally feel that over this last year I've learned a whole lot that has so been beneficial to my body. Does anybody have anything you'd like to say about how over the last year in regards to how you felt about this call?
We have learned a lot, you know, and I didn't have this kind of vision for the call at all. I think it has really moved into a mastermind, and we've learned so many things and learned that there are so many more things we need to learn and teach.
Yeah, I know. It seems like sometimes sometimes my brain feels like, oh my gosh, you know, it's getting so much in it. But I also feel that's good for it because it makes me think. You know, it makes me think about certain things that I haven't thought about before, or a certain vitamin, or a certain mineral, or just a certain subject. It's very enticing to me over the years. Anybody else?
Just because you guys aren't on the WebEx doesn't mean you can't speak up. I know you're there.
Well, I haven't been on the call for the whole year, but I'm really glad I got into it when I did. For our part, my wife and I didn't pay attention really to the what we were feeding our kids. But when they got their own kids and they started having some problems with different areas, and we were gone in Japan, so in a way it was kind of fortunate that our influence was removed for a little while, because I always kind of thought, you know, as long as you just basically eat something you know, kind of watch out for yourself and, you know, trust God, you'll be fine. You know, kind of the invincible idea. And so they kind of went and started getting a little bit more conscious about this while we were gone. And then I got a wake-up call when I came back, because I started having problems with the food here in America. That's what turned out the problem was and plus the accumulation of the years of neglect of these issues. So I really started to get serious about it, and then NECAN came along, and then this call came along, and it's been a really great confirmation to me that there are other like-minded people around that are trying to pursue better health like I decided I needed to do, and it was a turnaround in my life, and this call has really been really an encouragement and a confirmation that I'm indeed going in the right direction. And my kids are seeing it too, and of course they want their dad to be healthy and to live long, so it's affecting our whole family, and little by little, and my wife is coming around little by little and kicking some of her favorite food habits that aren't good for her. And so I've been real blessed by it.
Thank you, Doug, and I personally feel exactly the same way, you know, is that it's just so nice to, I guess for me, and that's to get my hands a hold of myself in regards to my health as much as I possibly can. I feel, you know, when I look back over the year and I think of the two, you know, a couple things that really I've really felt has really helped my health, and of course one of them is the coconut oil. I really feel that understanding that myth that is so out there about saturated fats, and well, I'm not going to say all saturated fats, because I feel coconut oil, because just understanding how our coconut oil goes through our portal vein to our liver and doesn't go through our body the way that most saturated fats do, that really, I will use the word clog up our arteries or whatever, just that alone and just that understanding of it. And knowing that the research that I had done personally on coconut oil, based thanks to Kathleen, you know, that and Mary Lou bringing it up, is that I feel that's been so beneficial to me. And the other one that's been real beneficial that I feel in my mind, which we've, and that's vitamin D. And that understanding that, you know, when I started to do the research in vitamin D and read the book by this Michael Holstick, I think is his name, that most people are deficient in vitamin D, but yet understanding there's basically two vitamin D's, and usually when people go to the doctor prescribes a vitamin D test, in most cases it isn't the test that most people that have researched vitamin D feel that you need to do get a real, but yet understanding too that I was low in vitamin D where my levels needed to be. You know, it's just like everything we've talked about on this call, how synergistically everything works, how things work together synergistically. In other words, if you take one and you don't do the other, it's like what time was best for me to take my vitamins. You know, when I did the research on fat-soluble and water-soluble, how I realized that, no, I had heard and sometimes I didn't even want to drink water with my meals, because I understood that it was not beneficial for digestion. And then I find that, you know, that when I take my vitamins and everything else, if I don't drink enough of water, or I don't have enough oil in my fat in my body, that those certain stuff that I'm putting in my body, I'm just throwing it away. I mean, I'm not saying I don't absorb it. I'm saying the absorption rate can be a whole lot higher when you have the fats and the waters. And even in digestion, I read something that even water helps with digestion if we don't have that extra water in our bodies. So I guess it all goes to a preference and what each and every one of us hear and put effect to our own bodies. Anybody else have anything you'd like to say?
Well, ditto to what everybody else is saying. This has been a very educational year. And, again, I'm grateful for the information about the coconut oil and that Kathleen shared with us, and also knowing more about vitamin D, knowing more about my body. So I just think everything has been great. I enjoyed Donna when she tells us more about each one of our NECAN nutritionals, too. Because I just take them, you know, by faith, knowing that NECAN has the very, very best whole food nutrition out there. But boy, I was so excited to find out, you know, that the combinations that I'm taking, I'm you know, they're all so good for me. And just like the magnesium, gee, am I getting enough magnesium? What, Nikan's taking care of these things for us. So that just validates that we are definitely doing the very right thing. And I love the fact that you guys are here every morning, Monday through Friday.
It is a great way to start the day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is.
And Mary Lou, it's so true. You know, I think about, you know, we're so fortunate to have people like Nancy on this call that has all the research she's done in regards to all the nutritional things that she's brought to that our attention and different things. Just, I just think of all, it's almost like I look at all these calls and I look at it as safe. And you know, where do you want to put the most valuable things that you have or, and that's, I just look at a safe over there on the wall. That all this knowledge over the last year that I've been able to get, and that each and every one of you have presented, that have hosted the call or just spoke up and mentioned certain things, you know, that you've really put my bank of knowledge and data into that safe over there that's always going to be there with me, and understand that it's all so beneficial, but again, the choice is mine. I think of all the things that, you know, it's just like when Ruth used to put up the words and things like that, and I'll be honest, when I first saw that, I thought, oh no, I failed in English, my vocabulary is not very good, I don't punctuate properly, I don't do all that stuff, but you know, there was certain information that I got out of what those things were in my body and those organs and how they function properly, and I think of all the time that Ruth has put in regards to making slides and having this call. It's just, you know, there's so much knowledge in it that we all have the opportunity have gotten over this last year, and I'm just real thankful for each and every one of you out there that have spoke up, or even those of you on the call that are just here for just want to get some knowledge or maybe agree and disagree, but and haven't spoke up. I know that you've gotten some great information over the year, and I really thank you for being here and opening up your mind and opening up that bank and hitting that combination of that safe and letting that knowledge go in, and then doing whatever it is that you want to do with it for, and like Mary Lou said, for your body, because that's what we have to be concerned about. What might be good for you might not be good for me. What might be good for me might not be good for you. So we have the wisdom and the knowledge. Of course, we all know that knowledge and wisdom and everything just doesn't, if we have it, but we got to act upon that knowledge and that wisdom in order for it to really to be beneficial to each and every one of us. Ruth, you've got a slide up there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm always excited when the days or nights are going to get shorter and the days are going to start getting longer. And I think tonight is the longest night,
short,
right?
Yeah, shortest day, longest night. Yep.
Yep. And so then tomorrow it will be a longer day than today. And so I'm excited about that we're going to start having more light every day. And it seems like it happens so fast. And so, you know, time goes past fast. And I knew Monty was going to talk about kind of a roundup of what we've been talking about. And I thought that I really appreciate what Monty does and the logic he brings to our calls. And he really adds a lot. And I knew also that he's interested in science, and I not always understand or remember something exactly what day it is. And I thought Monty would probably be able to explain this maybe a little bit, since it is the appropriate day. But I found this picture, and it's pretty self-explanatory. So,
first day of winter, and it's only going to be 70.
Rub it in.
Mary Lou,
I'll go get some vitamin D today.
Yes, for people up here about vitamin D, but you know, it's so important, and we didn't talk about it much this last year, but you know, detoxing is, I think, some other subject that we need to talk about possibly next year in regards to helping them organs within our helping our body function properly. But you know, it's just like the what Ruth has here on the uh, on the WebEx in regards to how important the times of the year and how the world itself is amazing. Just you know, I look at the world as almost like a seed, and from that seed sprouts all the plants that we have here on our earth, and how this the sunshine is so important to us, and there's people now are starting to understand magnetism and how that really we live on a magnet and how important it is to our life. And Nikan is coming along in my life, and I know your lives out there, and how important it has been for each and every one of us, and the products that Nikan has produced, and the research that they put in. And I just stop and think all the research that they must put into finding products that can be beneficial to us. So you're right, the Earth is starting to tilt back now the opposite way. So now things are going to get happen in a good direction, and pretty soon, before too long, the spring is going to be here, and we're just going to have a new wonderful world. And I hate to really disappoint anybody, but when I woke up this morning, I found the Earth is still here. It's nothing has happened dramatically as of yet. excited about that.
Well, I checked with my friends in Australia, and it's tomorrow, and they're still there.
Well, that's good. That's a good idea.
Already
tomorrow.
So, I'll get
my thing. All I needed was a new calendar. The Mayans needed was a new calendar.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw something. I think Mary Jove put it up on Facebook, and it had to do with about a guy walked in. He said, there's two Mayans there, and one's carrying a tray, and the other one's working on he's working on a stone thing, which was the calendar. And he says, "Would you like to take a break and have some tequila?" And the guy looks up and he says, "Well," he says, "I suppose I could, but then I won't be able to finish the calendar."
Yeah.
And I thought, like, "Oh, I don't know what." Let's just move on. Let's have a great life, and let's enjoy it as much as we possibly can.
Sounds
Does anybody
good.
Have
we'll,
anything else you'd like to say before
we will be here Monday morning.
Okay.
And then Christmas morning we will not. And then we'll be back again on Wednesday.
Okie dokie.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I'm just so thankful of the Nikan products and all of you that have shared with us and made it so that I can learn and to help my family and myself. Just so thankful for the Nikan products. I'll send out an email one of these days after I figure out how to type it up, a funny incident that happened to me this past week. And getting older and the feeble of mind in some ways, and how the Nikan products rescue us. Everybody have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you for all your recordings and to help, Steve. We certainly do appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas. If anybody is not going to be on Monday, well, we wish you to have a very happy holiday and a happy New Year.
Well, I'm going to let Ruth end it. Anything else you'd like to say, Ruth?
I just appreciate everyone who's brought so much information to us. I appreciate you very much, Monty. You mentioned everybody, but I'm sure you didn't do yourself. And we all appreciate you. We just couldn't even try to do this call without you and everybody that brings the information. It's been amazing. Donna and Nancy have stepped up and brought so much information to us. We are a family and a mastermind group, and we just feel like we're brothers and sisters or something. We all ought to be visiting each other during the holidays. So, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and thanks to everybody for what they do to make this call. We couldn't do it without each and every one of you.
Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.